This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter. Presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Tuesday edition of Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN. I am Denise.
And this is Hunter. And, you know, we should also mention it's, of course, Lucky Number Tuesday,
right?
The last Lucky Number Tuesday of the year.
Oh, my gosh. It'll be a special one. Go out there and get some ammo.
Shh. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, sure. Well, it is Tuesday, and that means it's our last Real Estate Insights show for 2025. So on this New Year's Eve, we want to welcome Amy McLeod from the McLeod Group, Keller Williams. Hello, friend. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year. I'm ready to take on 2026 and see what we can accomplish.
Are you glad 2025 is vastly quickly approaching in the rearview mirror?
It was a good year. It was, yes. I mean, it's our job to look at the weirdness and figure out how to get around it. So that's what we do. It can be kind of exhausting, which I would say this year took some real effort and energy.
It's what's the Hillary Clinton? I'm so tired. Or when she was in the church affecting some random accent. I ain't no ways tired. I'm tired. I'm kind of exhausted by 2025. I'm ready for it to be over. I'm basically New Year's Eve is going to be jammies and a glass of wine for me. So
yeah. I love that. Our New Year's Eve is always over at about 9:15 because we do New York drop.
New York. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good night, New York.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of looking back at 2025, let's look at some, because it's been kind of an up and down year, but we always want to open up with kind of where we're standing right now. But you've got some stats from November to kind of give us a look.
Yeah. Interesting. I think emotionally it felt like it was up and down. We'll talk about this a little more. In 2025, the number of listings that came on the market increased by about 12, almost 13%. So we had an increase in inventory available. So that was an interesting change from November of 2025 or 2024.
Mm-hmm. 24,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and these numbers, we're looking at either year to date, 11 months worth of numbers, or we're looking at year over year. So December 1st through November 30th, 2025. Price-wise, in the month of November, we're looking at same sales price stayed relatively the same, 471,117 to 471,558. So very interesting there. But our number of sales dropped by 3%. So
overall,
not the price, but the number of sales. And, you know, we hear about, you know, all real estate is local. Well, all prices are also local. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But in 2024, we had 7,694 sales year to date in 11 months. So far this year, we've had 7,457. So a drop of about 250 sales. Wow. And we haven't had that low of sales since 2014.
Interesting.
Yeah. Our residential sales price by area. We have Kaiser at 481,000. Think of that. Kaiser's almost at $500,000.
Wow.
I know. Central still wins the prize for most affordable, 364,455. Sub East, we call that kind of the Lancaster over there in the Janray area.
Mm-hmm.
This just cracks me up. 449, almost $450,000. And then the south end of that, say, what used to be like the old mushroom factory area, but not anymore, 448, 264. So almost the same. We got rid of that mushroom factory, and now the south end is right there on par with the north end.
Oh, I do remember that smell. Don't you?
Some things have improved in Salem.
Yes.
Southeast, which is east of Commercial Street, kind of the Costco area, Battle Creek, that's sitting at 526.8. And then south, which is on the opposite side, is at 572. So higher over there in those earlier established neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Marion County on average is 538,000, with Polk County at 517,000. So if you're going rural, Polk is more affordable. Overall, we have a total average sales price across four counties at 505,000. Now, one of the things that drives it up, I don't normally report on this, but the winner, winner chicken dinner for the most expensive place to live in our four county area is Benton County at 607.
So Benton County is Corvallis?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
$607,000. When we look at the top sales terms, this is always surprising to me. 3,272 sales were conventional. Now, that's not surprising, conventional financing. But what always surprises me is a little more than half now are cash.
So, a little more than half?
Yes, 1,862. And then, of course, we kick in with FHA, VA at 527, and then USDA, only 21. So those, you know, very few sales there. A couple of first trustees and a couple of land sale contracts. Then if we take a look at, I always like to look at where are properties selling. 39% of our properties are selling between 350,000 and 500,000. Now, what that means is if you're a seller, things are a little bit better for you. And if you're a buyer, you have to understand you're not getting big discounts and getting closing costs. Maybe as you push up towards 500, you might get one or the other. But towards the lower end, you're probably coming in having to pay full price, pay your own closing costs. If we go below 350, from 300 to 350, only 7% of our sales are there, 503 out of 2,899. After that, the sales fall off a cliff. So if you only qualify for less than 300,000, it's a couple of hundred sales. Now, if we go up higher, if you're at 500 to 660, the number of sales drops by a third. So it's 32% of all of our sales, and it's only 7% if you're selling between 660 and 810. After that, we drop down, you get up to over 860,000 plus. Again, it's a few sales. There's one bright spot that kind of pops up. For the whole year, there were 104 sales in the 1 million to 1.25 million. And that's the quote bright spot in the expensive houses.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm talking about. We have to be very careful when we say the market's hot, the market's not hot. It really, if you're trying to buy a $275,000 house, the market's hot. And, you know, sellers are calling the shots.
Yeah.
So days on the market, this is also influenced by price. On average, from everything from 40,000 to 3 million, the average is 98 days on the market.
Okay.
Over 3 months. But if you're at 300 to 349, it's 87 days. That's still about 3 months, but 45 days of that is processing.
Right, okay? Right.
350 to 500 is 82 days. Then 500 to 660 is 103 days. You see, it's changing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We go over 660 to 809, it's 107 days. When we look at where the active residential houses are, we've got 37% are in that price range that has the highest pressure from 350 to 500. That's where a little over one third of our active listings are. 27% are between 500 and 660, and then only 6% are at that 300 to 350. So, you know, we were selling 39% of the sales were in that 350 to 500. 37% of the listings are there. So it's pretty matched up, you know, when we take a look at that. Mm-hmm. So all in all, what we see here is a relatively stable market, but it's definitely dependent on what price point you're in.
On the price point. Yeah, mm-hmm. It sounds like it. So somebody who's purchasing in that middle range, the 3 to 350-ish.
That's now considered the lower end.
That's crazy. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's your first time home buyers.
Right. So that's 7% of our sales.
Wow.
And then it's really 350 to 500 is where our middle range, the most sales are taking place.
Yeah, so no more of that. Hey, let's list it, and then 3 days later, here's six offers.
No,
those days are long gone.
Long gone. About now, 3 years gone.
Yeah.
Unless you're down under that $300,000 price point, then you'll.
And that's interesting. And people wanting to get in. You know, you're saying first time home buyers are in the threes, and then not a lot of people are interested in DIY or DYI. Was it DIY? What's the acronym there? Hello, and they're really not that interested. But I bet you could score some deals in there. But I don't know. Are there that many on the market?
I'm sure there are some deals in there. You'd have to be a little bit picky. The challenge becomes that the DIY work can't be so much that the bank won't lend on it. We have to have safe and we say safety and structurally sound house.
Yeah. So you want one that's maybe it's like, oh, it's still got some shag carpet and some avocado gold. And that would be OK. We could take care of that.
Yeah. And that would be a lesson for those first time home buyers. The game is not that you're in your Chip and Joanna Gaines house, your first house. The game is get in and get your house working for you against inflation.
Exactly.
And that's where, HGTV honestly has done a disservice for our younger folks because they, you know, our age group, we were taught to value the opportunity to improve a house and put the money in your pocket.
Yeah, and you get in and then you get the next one is a little nicer and a little bigger and then so on and so on and so on until you got your silver hair and it's like, okay, I want to go back to that little tiny one again.
Yeah. And aren't we all?
It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
We're talking Real Estate Insights with Amy McLeod today. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and the Perlin Mill.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody, with this New Year's Eve edition of Real Estate Insights with Amy McLeod. So, you know, a little bit of stats kind of catching on what's going on. And everyone always wants to know, you know, I'm a buyer, I'm a seller. Is it in my favor? Is it not in my favor? Am I going to have a lot of agita, do a lot of work? Where do you think things they're at right now? And then kind of a little crystal ball. And I know we'll do that a little bit more, too, later in the show. But is it buyers, sellers? Who's got the upper hand here?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And just the way you phrased it, Denise, is we have been trained because of the unicorn market to ask the question, is it in my favor or is it not in my favor?
Right.
And that was a unique period in time. And really a good solid move happens because you find it's a necessity in life. And so because it's expensive to move.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like we talk about the 5 D's. Death, divorce, dislocation, or, you know, you get relocated with your job, duplication, or downsizing.
And I'm sorry, there's a sixth one. It's Democrats.
Sick burn. But true. So if people are looking at any of those crossroads, they're not alone. And even seasoned homebuyers are trying to figure this out. But what the data says locally, what's happening here in Salem and Kaiser, is our recent data shows that, like we said, the median home price are modestly up compared to last year, around the low to mid 400 range in Salem. So 400 to 450. On average, homes are taking a bit longer to sell than they did a year ago. It's about 88 days on the market versus 82 days previously. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, our local inventory has been growing, like I shared.
Yep.
And meantime, so more homes are listed and available than this time last year. And that combination with steady prices, slower sales, and rising inventory means the traditional seller's market that everybody had in their head, where they didn't have to do repairs. They had 3 or 4 buyers clamoring for their house.
No inspections.
Yeah. I mean, the source that I was citing said it's softened. I'd say it's gone away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what buyers are seeing is, and this is what they're saying, is it doesn't feel as frantic anymore. And it's not. Now, if you get down towards 400, it's possible. We've had several of them when they're nice houses that they are competing. Okay. But there's a bit less urgency for buyers, which is not necessarily in their best interest, than during the pandemic rush. And many buyers are taking their time to make decisions. So more choices mean buyers can negotiate not just on price, but often on financing terms. And that's one of the ways that a seller can help a buyer solve the interest rate problem. Instead of dropping your price $10,000, give the buyer $10,000 for closing costs that they can then use to buy down the interest rate. Right now, you could take the interest rate that's about 6.25% or less. You could buy it down into the to like 5.675 with it, you know, depending on the price of the house, approximately 5.675, 5.75, mm-hmm. which is going to be a better long-term play for the buyer even have that lower interest rate. So more choices, they're negotiating on this stuff, terms and closing timelines. So if you're a seller, you should be ready to move. Most buyers want, you know, we're an immediate gratification society.
Yeah.
The lenders can close these deals in 30 days. You should be prepared to do that too. That said, demand hasn't disappeared. Homes that are priced realistically and staged well are, and when I say staging, I'm not talking bring in the furniture. I'm talking about your house is in good condition. They're still attracting serious interest, even in a cooler market. Those well-priced, well-presented homes tend to sell faster. From the seller's perspective, though, the heat isn't gone. It's just lower. So sellers who try to overprice, they see their house linger longer. Yep. The days on the market goes up. Savvy buyers, you can even do this on like realtor.com, can go in and see how long you've been on the market, how many price reductions you've done. And so on the flip side, those who listen to market data, who work with a knowledgeable realtor who's been through this kind of market before, yours truly included, ensure that the condition of the home is in tip-top shape and price their home appropriately, they're still seeing good outcomes. I'll give you a story that just happened last month. We picked up a listing that expired that had been with a reputable real estate company here in town, mm-hmm. been here mm-hmm. a long time. It'd been on the market for a year.
Oh, wow.
The house was $1 million. And so it's in that sweet spot, right? Remember? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that it beautifully presented on acreage. We adjusted the price because that's what, you know, it showed them all the stats and what was going on. And it was sold in less than 2 weeks under contract.
Wow. So was it wildly overpriced?
Yep.
Or just slight? Oh, just so it was wildly overpriced.
Yes. And the other piece of it is you've got to have a real estate team like ours who has the courage to come and tell you that, yes, yeah. we thought this was the right price and the market is not responding. And it does not take the market any more than 2 weeks for us to know that.
Yeah.
So what happens is you have agents, it's a human thing, that mm-hmm. they price a property and they think they own the price, not realizing it's the market that determines value. And I've said this many times, we're just like the stock market. We just don't have a ticker tape. So mm-hmm. it's not that we don't have times where, gosh, the market indicated, because we're looking in a rearview mirror at historical values. The market indicated you would be at X, and then we go 2 weeks and go, holy moly, we didn't even get a showing. Now we got to drop that price an amount that's meaningful to the buyer. Well, in this case, that agent didn't have the courage, didn't call the client and say, hey, this isn't working. And so they sat. Well, we don't do that. So,
and the client let it sit for a year too without kind of pushing back on that and saying, hey.
Well, you know, it's kind of like if your dentist tells you to, you know, that you really probably want to floss your teeth, but then you just let it go and let it go. And he never says, come in for your 6 month check to remind you should be flossing your teeth. It just goes and goes and goes because we want to believe the easy story. The easy story is my house is worth more than the market says it is. So
you got just real quick to dig into that a little bit, because it was priced at the million, whatever. And then so everyone who listed it thought that the market would bear it. The market comes back and says, not so fast. At what point then do you look around and say, well, what is the market telling me? What should the price be? How do you determine that?
Okay. Every 2 weeks, we will look at, we don't need to run sold listings because we looked at those. But what we do need to look at is, first of all, what sold in this last 2 week period instead of your, what went under contract?
Okay.
How many buyers were out there wandering around looking for a house like yours? And how many of them wrote a contract? That's what we're trying to get a handle on, right? Were there any buyers? Like these 2 weeks, we don't worry about this price reductions or talking about the market because we know the vast majority of buyers are distracted. Yeah. But now, second week in January, we would look at how many people put a house under contract like yours, and why didn't they pick, we try and ferret out, why didn't they pick our house? Okay. It might be that their choices included houses that were newer, in better condition, in a different, you know, location. So we look at that. Then we look at what's our current competition, what's active on the market. We say what cereal is on the shelf mm-hmm. that we have to compete with to get picked. We also are able to look at how many people looked at our house. How many times did it show up in a search for people who are on Zillow, Redfin, and then our own website? What, so we can show people your, and it's shocking. In 2 weeks for an average house, we'll have 10,000 that it showed up in the feed. Then yeah. we look at how many of them went in and actually looked at the pictures and information about your house. That'll mm-hmm. go down to about 1%, 1,000. And so we say, huh, so other houses were bought, not yours, at this price point. And we had 1,000 people that were not inspired enough to get out of their pajamas and come see your house. That's the market speaking to you. And okay. so we have to adjust.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So we're in a more balanced market, meaning neither buyers nor sellers have a massive advantage. And that's super important for our listeners to understand. So if they're thinking about buying, you got to have more, you've got more options than a year ago. You can negotiate more. You still need clear criteria and quick decisions when the right house pops up because it may be gone. Sellers, price strategically, prepare your home so buyers feel confident. Don't assume you're going to get last year's premium pricing.
All right, all right. Good information. We're going to finish our conversation on the other side of the break. Come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Real Estate Insights New Year's Eve.
Already.
National Bacon Day episode. Did you know it was National Bacon Day? I think Warren mentioned it this morning.
Did he? I got to pay more attention to Warren because, you know, I missed out on my bacon for breakfast because I just wasn't properly prepared.
Well, the mustache a couple nights ago made me a BLT. I hadn't had a BLT. One of the best sandwiches that was ever invented. It was so good. Except the roof of my mouth, you know, the BLT can kind of like shred your upper palate. But it's worth it.
It's worth it.
All right. Well, we are talking all things real estate today with Amy McLeod and the McLeod Group, Keller Williams. So, we were talking a little bit about the unicorn years. Again, super, super weird. I was sort of in the mix during that time, and it was crazy. Mm-hmm. It was just crazy. So we're not there anymore. We're coming into 2026. But I'm seeing a lot of people commenting, like you mentioned, too, this one house staying on the market for a year, which is crazy. Yeah. But things are not selling as fast. That frenzy is abated.
Yeah. And so that's prompting the question from a lot of local homeowners, why isn't my house selling as fast as I thought it would? And I wanted to go kind of hyper local here. So let's unpack some of the real numbers and reasons here in Salem. The market conditions have shifted. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, homes in Salem and Kaiser were flying off the market and sellers could name a price and often got multiple offers. But of course, that's changed. And data shows that homes are staying on the market longer, with median days on the market increasing compared to last year, also seeing more inventory or more homes for buyers to choose from. But that means competition matters more now. Buyers don't feel pressured to jump at every new listing, and every seller needs to think about, like I've talked about before, you're in a beauty contest, and are you going to be one of the 49 contestants at the back of the stage or the one at the microphone with the roses and the crown? So you have to do what it takes. And pricing is still driving everything. And one of the biggest reasons homes sit on the market is pricing relative to the condition of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Even a small overpricing gap compared to recent comparable sales can turn interest into hesitation, especially when buyers have more choices. So when comparable homes in Salem are selling in the 420 to 450 range, pricing your home even a bit above that market without justification can leave it sitting. So as an example, I had a lady who bought her house in April. Now remember, we're kind of a stable market.
Right.
She bought it for $435, mm-hmm. and she told me that she had put in a $10,000 improvements in her bathroom. And I said, and so she wants to sell because she's decided the house is too small. She wants to sell the house for between $455 and $460. And I asked her, well, what improvements did you do? And she said, well, basically it boiled down to a new toilet, a new tub, and a new surround with fixtures, you know, a new shower head and a handle. Same old 1980s cabinet, same old laminate countertop, same original floors. And trying to explain to her, no, if your house has gone up even $4,000, $10,000, maybe, but that is not a bathroom improvement. That's like saying I put in a hot water heater. The buyer comes expecting a usable toilet, shower, and tub.
Yeah, exactly.
So these are the things these are the gymnastics that we're seeing many sellers doing in their mind to try and justify why their house is special. So
come on, they mowed the lawn. Come on.
Buyers are pickier. And
well, yeah,
they kind of know they're in the driver's seat, except in those very lower price ranges. They want updated kitchens and bathrooms. They expect great photos. They scrutinize inspection results more than in past years. I've had buyers walking away from a house going, you know, I'm reading the label on the hot water heater, and it says this hot water heater has been here since 1996, and I think it might go out, so I'm not going to buy the house. This is legit.
Seriously, that one reason would be nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I think it's a combination of buyers are pickier, but also, again, we attracted a lot of agents who haven't done this as a profession, except in the unicorn years, and helping counsel a buyer about, you don't want to pass up a great house that's offering you a home warranty to replace it for $125.
And that was the case here?
Yes. And you don't want to pass up a good house over a $1,500 water heater. That's what it would cost if it did go out.
Exactly. They're not that expensive.
Unless you had the home warranty.
Wow.
All right. And of course, mortgage rates are still a factor. The rates often in the 6-7% right now. Fortunately, we're down at 6.19. People are still comparing that to 3-4%. And that means their monthly payments are higher, even if the prices haven't skyrocketed. So that affects what buyers feel comfortable offering. And while we don't have the exact local rates, many buyers and agents talk about this pressure daily, but there are solutions for this.
Mm-hmm.
And in the long run, you know, I mean, my dad walked through, you know, 6 foot of snow to get to school. I had a 19% first time mortgage, interest only, but you get through it. And the goal is like find that house. So the strategic moves to get your house sold now, if it isn't selling as fast as you like, is consider logical price adjustments based on current comps. $5,000 on our house prices at $400,000, that's going to change the payment by $30.
Yeah.
That's a drive-through for two people at McDonald's anymore. It's like...
Which is an entirely different issue because that chaps my lips because it's ridiculous.
Right?
It's ridiculous, but yes, you're right.
Right.
You have to look at it in perspective.
You do. I mean, your house has gone up about 50% since before this craziness started in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so you would expect that your price reductions also have to, you know, back in the day, we did $5,000 price reductions. Well, now it's 10, 15, and in some price points, 25,000. So you have to look at it in terms of what does it translate to in a payment. And then professional presentation and cleanup.
Yeah.
Things like clean your carpets. Get the cat. Nobody wants to look at your cat's poop. Get rid of the cat box.
Nobody wants to smell it either.
No.
And for me, wet dog smell would be a deal breaker.
Right.
I mean, that means it's in the carpets and the pads and everything else. So
absolutely. No. Absolutely. And take down posters, a lot of pictures. I tell people buyers are afraid you've got the memorial to the wedding 25 years ago. And there's all these pictures or all your kids and grandkids. And what the buyer's looking at is you're going to take those all down and leave me with a bunch of nails and nail holes.
Yeah.
So take them down, get that wall into good condition. This is the time where I say, do look at how HGTV presents houses. That's how your house should present. And people are like, well, if we do this right, we'll get you sold quicker and you won't be so inconvenienced for very long.
And honestly, we did that. And when we took it down, you see, it's like, wow, these walls, these pictures behind has not seen the light of day for a while.
Right.
So you see the shadows and dust and all that. And honestly, it did not take, because otherwise, yeah. And then plus it's like, you want people to imagine themselves, make that a palette, correct, a blank, more of a blank canvas.
Right.
They're not looking at your pictures from 1987.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure they're lovely and the mauve is fabulous, but they want to be able to project themselves onto that. Yes, we learned that. And you try to make it neutral without making it blank. Because an empty house, that's a whole other challenge.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and this is one, if you're tempted to use any other team except ours, ask that agent, are they using a professional photographer?
Oh, gosh.
So many agents, they think their cell phone, and you know, a cell phone has a good camera for those straight on pictures. But when you're trying to shoot a room with different lights and shadows, we want those really good pictures. And then we want them presented in a way that logically walks the buyer through the house. And finally, you need to have some flexible showing availability.
Mm-hmm.
Your house, if you put those strict parameters, like your house probably should be available from 8 a.m. until at least 7 p.m. And, you know, there's lots of, we use a system where you actually get the email and you get to say yes, no.
Yeah.
Let's try and reschedule a different time. But the more flexible you can be, the more you up your odds.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Because you've got competition.
You're not difficult. You're not being difficult, especially if you are very motivated to sell. You want to be, like you said, as flex as possible.
Yeah. So these are the actions that separate the stagnant listing from the active one. And I just want to reassure the audience, homes are selling, but how and how fast they sell is different than just 3 years ago. And knowing the reasons helps you make better decisions and get the results you want. Now, if any of these things, you don't want to professionally stage your house, if you compromise in the presentation and you choose that, like I have people that will inherit an estate. Amy, I don't want to do anything. Okay. Then we look at what is the discount that a buyer is going to expect. Mm-hmm. So it affects your price. And so it's always a balance of price versus condition. And then that leads into time, price.
Right. And time is money. Like I said, when we were dealing with that, it did take time. It didn't take a lot of money. When you were talking about that bathroom reno for $10,000 to do all sort of the wrong things.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, or think there's value in a new toilet.
No.
There would have been a lot more punch in a new, just painting the cabinets.
Painting, you can paint the countertops. I think we've talked about this before. There are ways to do that. There are a lot of creative ways. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things, again, having a great team behind you, because it's like, I don't know who can help me like paint this chocolate brown shower enclosure. Well, there is someone and here it is. And so having those resources is great. All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. We are talking to Amy McLeod. It's Real Estate Insights on this New Year's Eve. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Home Comfort and Cozy's New York Deli.
All righty. Well, today is December 30th, New Year's Eve. It's also National Planning Your Resolutions Day. I don't do resolutions. Do you guys?
No. Too much work. Something to hang, you know, try and live up to.
I saw the Babylon Bee had a story. Planet Fitness offers convenient 2-week memberships because that's about as long as it lasts.
Yeah, that would actually probably generate plenty of looky-loos to get that, you know, dollar 2 weeks because
I've resolved to do this for about 2 weeks and then whatever. But that does kind of bring us to closing out our conversation today for the last Real Estate Insights of 2025. 2026 is going to be here. What, Thursday is New Year's Day. Are you optimistic? What do you see coming down the pike? Do you have a crystal ball? Can you shed some light on things for us, Amy?
Well, in review, what happened here in Salem-Keizer, those trends will tell us what's likely going to happen in 2026. So as we've mentioned, throughout 2025, median home prices in Salem hovered in the low to mid 400s. And compared to 2024, prices grew very modestly, not runaway gains like prior pandemic years. Mm-hmm. So overall, the market data shows a gentle rise that's indicating that home values here remain stable amid broader economic uncertainty. And one of the likely things that could change prices, you know, prices, because so many homes are sold under financing, mm-hmm. financing is affected by wages.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as wages are flat, relatively flat, or 3%, you're not seeing, you know, we're not an area where we have, you know, big bonuses that come out of big corporations, evil that they are. So
wait, what? No, plus they're also leaving. They're leaving Oregon.
Yes,
a lot of
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So we don't have that benefit.
Yeah.
We have a stable workforce, but that also means our prices don't shoot up unless there's something artificial like ridiculously low interest rates that changes the market.
Yeah.
So this year we see more listings coming on the market and buyers suddenly having more choices. So that transitioned us from a strong seller's market into a balanced market. With homes staying listed longer. Buyers throughout 2025 got pickier and more cautious. They're waiting for homes that checked all their boxes. Good condition, realistic price, strong value. So with mortgage rates, you know, where they are compared to past years, buyers have been weighing affordability very carefully. Mm-hmm. Sellers are learning to adjust expectations. Home prices approximately priced appropriately and presented well, with strong photography, continued to sell, but homes that were overpriced tended to linger longer. Kaiser versus Salem. While Salem's overall trend showed modest growth, some Kaiser data earlier in the year showed stronger year-over-year price increases. However, the strong volume of sales in Kaiser means these numbers can swing more on a month-to-month basis. And so when we see Kaiser upwards of nearly 500,000, okay, yeah. Now you're hitting that ceiling. So we'll probably see a change in Kaiser. Looking back at 2025 was less volatile and more measured than frenzy of recent years. Buyers took their time, sellers had to adapt, and overall our local market looked like a steady, balanced environment. So looking ahead, what I hear a lot of chatter about is that interest rates are going to drop in the first or second quarter. And I just don't see that. We may see what we've heard is two interest rate drops from the feds, which remember influences mortgage rates, but is not mortgage rates.
Right. Yep.
So I would predict that those will come, you know, early mm-hmm. because, or that we'll get one early and one later. And what we have facing us is Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who is no fan of President Trump's.
Right.
And so he's not going to be interested in doing anything to influence mortgage rates that would favor Trump and his agenda in the midterms.
Oh.
So his term comes to an end May 31st, and Trump will be replacing him. But like with all things that we must remember is that economic policy is not a light switch that goes on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have a new Fed chair influencing mortgage rates and other things, he will be in place on June 1st. I would expect we won't see any dramatic changes in mortgage interest rates, maybe, if at all, but that we'll see more changes towards the end of the year. But I wouldn't expect anything more than mid to low fives.
Okay.
And so when that happens, though, Denise, for buyers who are thinking they're going to be so smart and sit out there and wait, when that happens, I just want to remind you that about 30% of the previous buyers we have are sitting on the sidelines waiting for the same thing that mm-hmm. everybody else is waiting for. But you can go out now, again, lock in your price. We can find you either a 3-2-1 buy down where we have the seller buy the interest rate down, or you buy the interest rate down, or we have the seller permanently buy the rate down. And then when those interest rates get below where it makes sense, then you do a one-time refinance.
But and many of the mortgage companies are offering that for no charge. Or basic minimal charges. I'm trying to remember who we talked to, it's been a while.
It's Envoy. We have a mortgage company that will eliminate the lender fees. You still have title and escrow.
Okay.
But many mortgage companies offer the opportunity to refinance the principal. Yeah, yeah. But you've locked in 2025 mm-hmm. prices, and now you wait for this change that it's going to take some time for Trump's policy. Just like we got no tax on tips, reduced taxes on Social Security, you won't see that until you prepare your taxes in 2026.
I actually saw an interview with Scott Bessent, Secretary, saying, you know, basically 2025 was setting the table.
Yes.
And you're going to start seeing some real benefits and changes and improvements in 2026.
Because
it does take time for it to get to work its way through.
Yes.
Through the economy.
So based on that Scott Bessent analogy, I would say to all of our buyers, I would strongly suggest you get yourself a seat at the table and wait for the food to be served. Because if you don't, you're going to be back out there competing again, paying more than what really over 30 years, what the interest rate reduction saves you. Because it's only a couple hundred dollars every quarter point.
And people get locked into that because like you were talking early, too. It's like it's a $30 difference. I mean, if your budget, you can find $30 somewhere. Maybe don't get that latte every day or whatever.
Well, maybe you don't go buy that car with a $700 car payment.
Oh, my gosh.
Get rid of it.
That is crazy.
Yeah, because this is your, for most people in America, having a home is their number one wealth building tool.
Yeah.
And we have the, I just can't get over the average age of a home buyer now is 39.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the average age, it is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't even 10 years, I think you and I have talked, I was 26. I think I was 26 when I bought my first house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can put up with another 20 years of my kids wanting to, you know, live with
you. Oh, yeah, because they all want to stay home with you. Well, they don't even move out.
Well, some of them don't, but many of them are in apartments where they're paying a mortgage for someone else. And that's the sad part. So, you know, we're here to help. We're here with some creative ideas. We've got all the tools that you need. But my advice is we are headed into some great tailwinds with what President Trump has planned. I would suggest you get yourself out in January, February, March, get your houses under contract. And
well, see, now we're in that limbo time between Christmas and New Year's. Yep. This would be the good time. Fire up the laptop. Everything's online. I still do that. I still get emails from certain realtors and things like that where I'm looking at, and I'm just kind of seeing what's out there, and it's interesting to see. Uh-huh. And you still do see some people who left their laundry on the chair.
And
in the
took
picture.
A photo of it.
I'm like, do you like really not want to sell? But then it depends on the market, because then it's like, I'm going to buy it sight unseen because it's in, oh, I don't know, a red state.
Exactly. Yeah, location always matters. That's the rule in real estate. Location, location, location. So,
well, it sounds like you're optimistic. I'm hearing a lot of optimism from other folks coming into 2026. I hope so. 2025 was kind of crazy. Kind of made me tired.
Well, it's almost over.
It is.
You know, time's running out. Big New Year's plans, Amy?
I told you, I go and we do New York ball drop, and I'm in bed by 9:15.
There you go.
Let's call it Florida time, you know.
Right, with the ball drop in Tallahassee.
There you go.
Well, Amy, we look forward to more conversations on real estate with you in 2026. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
All right, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with a kind of a year-end wrap-up. Who knows? We'll have fun with tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.